Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real life challenges that you are facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. It seems like if there is one area that the majority of us have a challenge with, it's in the area of friendships. I also think that this is one of the main reasons that many of us struggle with loneliness. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about having a big circle of friends. You can have a huge circle of friends and still feel lonely. I think so many times we struggle, especially when we do have friends, because we feel like we shouldn't be fighting loneliness, and yet we are. But why? Why are we fighting that feeling of loneliness? Loneliness has become such an epidemic today that many people are calling it a crisis. And the hard part is, when we feel lonely, we don't feel like we can talk to anybody. We feel like they won't understand, or they're just going to judge us. And so we keep that loneliness on the inside. I will tell you, out of all of the podcast episodes that I have done over the last 3 years, the podcast episode that's titled, Why Do I Feel So Alone? Is one of the most listened to episodes that I've ever recorded. According to the Christian Research Institute, loneliness is no longer a social isolation issue. Loneliness is caused by us feeling like we're not being seen. Nobody is actually seeing us for who we really are. It's also caused when we have trouble connecting with others at a deeper level, not just surface level, but like at a deep level. It's caused by us not feeling valued, or maybe we feel devalued. God created us as relational human beings. We were meant to have real relationships with people, not just surface level friendships. And this was my biggest challenge growing up. I had the same group of friends from the time I was in kindergarten all the way through college. But honestly, I don't think any one of them ever really took the time to get to know me. Nobody knew the things that were going on at my home. Nobody even cared. My friendships were always surface level. And I felt the heavy dread of loneliness. I felt like nobody really even cared about me because they never even took the time to get to know me. And then it left me thinking, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be like other people? You may have even told yourself that. Ladies, our feelings are very real. God gave us our feelings for a reason, but our feelings were never meant for us to follow. They are there to tell us, hey, something's not right. They're there to tell us like, hey, this person is somebody you want to team up with. But they can also lie to us, telling us things like what I just shared with you. Things where I felt like, why am I so different? Why can't people just like me? What's wrong with me? Ladies, there is nothing wrong with you. You are different so that you can make a difference. God wants to use you just like you are. He created you just like you are on purpose. And so I want to talk about how do we break past that loneliness, those surface level friendships, and actually truly gain friendships that will help build us up and encourage us. First, it starts with getting with God. Your time with God is so very vital. He's our answer to every problem that we will ever have in life. And so if we're not spending time with Him, all of these problems are coming at us, but we're never actually getting to the root of what's really going on. Ladies, God loves you so much. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has plans for your life of good, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. However, John 10:10 tells us there is a real devil out there, and he wants more than anything to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so we're not getting in the Word of God, and we're not understanding what God says. We're not able to stand on the authority of what God's Word says and tell the devil to leave. And it's time for us to stand up to the devil and say, no more. But we can't do that unless we're in the Word of God and we know what the Bible says about us. So first, it starts with getting with God and learning who it is that God says that you are. Every area we struggle with in life always comes back to not truly knowing and understanding how much God loves you and who it is that He says you are. There is a three-part series that I did on the Uncommon Team podcast called Who Am I? And I highly encourage you, whether you've heard it before or not, to go to uncommonteam.com/podcast and under the search tab, search for the phrase, who am I? And I want you to listen to all three parts. In that series, I talk about who it is that God says that you really are and why it can be so confusing to really know and believe who we are in Christ. Now, as you listen to these episodes, grab a notebook, grab a pen, take notes. James 1:22 tells us to not just hear the word, but to do it. And as we do it, our lives become better and better. And throughout those episodes, as you begin to see who it is that God says that you are, I want you to write those verses down in your notebook. Romans 12:2 tells us to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The NLT says it this way: let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. After you've written down those verses in your notebook, write them on your bathroom mirror. Write them on a post-it note and stick it next to your bed. Write them and put them everywhere that you will see them. And remind yourself who it is that God says that you are. So for example, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that God has made everything beautiful in its time. If you've really been struggling with feeling beautiful or valuable, I want you to write down this verse in your notebook. And then I want you to write on your bathroom mirror, hopefully in a dry erase marker, or on a post-it note or a note card, I am beautiful. And then every time you see that, I want you to speak it over your life. Thank you, Lord, that you have made me beautiful. I am beautiful. Another example, Ephesians 1:4-5 says that God chose you and adopted you into His family, and it pleased Him to do so. Write that down. I am chosen by God. And then every time you see that note, remind yourself, thank you, Lord, that I am chosen by you. Thank you that you love me so much and it pleased you to do so. And as you begin to do that, at first, it might feel like you're lying to yourself because you've been believing these lies for so long. So now that you're counteracting these lies, it's going to feel weird. But after you've been speaking them for a little bit of time, you're going to start to believe it. Like, you know what? Maybe I am beautiful. Maybe God does really want me. And then you'll speak it more and more and more. And eventually you'll get to the point of like, I know. I know that I am created so beautifully. I know that God has a plan for my life. I know that He chose me and He wanted me. Thank you, Lord. And it's not a pride issue, but the Word of God, John 8:32 tells us that it brings freedom in every area of our life. If you're struggling, get into the Word of God and find out what the Word says and begin to speak it over your life. The Bible is the highest form of truth. So when you speak it, even if you don't feel like it, you are speaking truth and renewing your mind. And just like we read in Romans 12:2, you are letting God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And when you begin to really know who you are, it makes you more confident. Not self-confidence, like this world talks about, but God-confidence. Self-confidence is limited to how you feel and believe about yourself. If you've had a bad day, that confidence goes out the window. But when you have God-confidence, it's expanded to how God feels and believes about you. And as you begin to write these verses down, you're going to see He thinks some pretty amazing things about you. And even on your worst days, you will not be shaken. Once you've begun to step into that God confidence, now you're going to start attracting the right kind of friends. People are going to want to be around you because you're confident. And again, I'm not talking about arrogance or prideful. I'm talking about you walking out who it is that you were created to be. They're going to be drawn to you because they're going to want that for themselves, something that they've been missing out on too. And while you're in that process of really renewing your mind to who it is that God says that you are, I also want you to be praying for your friends. And when you're praying for your friends, I want to encourage you to pray for friends who have these specific characteristics. Number one, they love Jesus and desire a strong relationship with him. Maybe you've been thinking to yourself, people who actually love God that are my age, yeah, they're not out there. Do they really even exist? Ladies, I can tell you they do. SOAR is a coaching community group of teen girls just like you. They're out there. They do exist. Number two, they are trustworthy. They don't talk bad about people behind their backs. Ladies, side note, if your friends are talking bad about somebody to you behind their back, they're also talking bad about you behind your back. You want friends you can trust. Now, this doesn't mean that they're perfect, but it does mean that they are trustworthy. Number three, they're reliable. They are there for you even in the challenging times. They're not just going to ditch you. Number four, they're transparent. They can be themselves in front of you and you can be yourself in front of them. You don't have to pretend to be somebody you're not. They like you for you and they're not going to judge you if you mess up. They will encourage you to make it right with God if you mess up. And while I'm at it, you want a friend who is honest with you. If you're speaking disrespectfully to your parents and your friends see, your friend is going to tell you, hey, the way you talked to your parents wasn't very respectful. You really should apologize. And you, instead of getting offended by it, you're like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You want friends who are going to help you get better. Our society, our culture is so full of lonely people because they surround themselves with friends who accept them for who they are, which is not a bad thing. But then they also affirm them in their sins. They never actually help them move on in the right direction. If they say something to their friend gets offended and blasts them all over social media. Don't be like that. You want a friend who is going to speak the truth in love because you want to help each other grow together in your walk with God. Number five, they are encouraging. Not that they can't have their moments, but for the most part, they're not negative and complaining all the time. Think about somebody who is always complaining, always has something bad to say about everything. If you're hanging out with those people for very long, you're going to find out you start complaining and you start thinking negatively about everything, right? It's contagious. However, if you are around a friend who is encouraging all the time, they're lifting others up, they're smiling and they're happy and they're joyful, that's contagious too. And who would you much rather be like? Number six, they are humble. We talked about this already, but they're not prideful and arrogant, but they genuinely care about other people more than they care about themselves. Number seven, they're quick to forgive. Nobody's perfect. We're all gonna mess up, but pray for friends who are quick to forgive, who don't hold grudges. And then lastly, number eight, you want friends who will pray for you, that you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm walking through this. Will you pray for me? You want those kind of friends. Now, all of those eight characteristics, I want to challenge you to begin being that person today. The person that you're praying for, I want you to begin being that friend today with the people who are around you. Start becoming this person that you're believing for and watch how those people are going to come to you. If you go out looking for friends, you're not going to find them anywhere. But if you go out looking to be a friend to all those around you, you're going to find friends everywhere. So while you're waiting for those true friends, go out and treat other people the way you want your friends to treat you, even if they are not nice to you. If they are snarky and rude, treat them with kindness. Be quick to forgive them. You know, I think about Jesus when he's hanging on the cross and he just was brutally beaten so bad, you can't even tell he's a human being anymore. He's hanging on the cross in excruciating pain. People are mocking him and making fun of him while he's up on the cross. And what does Jesus do? His response is, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's pretty incredible that in the midst of all of that, he was quick to forgive. So it doesn't matter how other people treat you. Treat them with kindness and respect and love and watch what God does in their life. All right, so all of those eight characteristics again are: number one, love Jesus. Number two, trustworthy. Number three, reliable. Number four, transparent. Number five, encouraging. Number six, humble. Number seven, be quick to forgive. And number eight, pray for each other. If you are on our email list, I am going to send out a list of these character traits so that you can have them in front of you. And then I'm also going to be sending out a list of who it is that God says that you are so that you can begin to dig deeper in your true identity in Christ and start this now. Now, if you've been listening to this and you're like, you know, I don't have a relationship with Jesus, but I think I might want one. I want to know more. What does it mean to have a relationship with Jesus? How do I get free? How do I stop being lonely? If that is you and you're not quite sure if you die tonight, if you make it into heaven, I want you to reach out to me. Go to uncommonteen.com and there is a chat box at the lower right-hand corner of the screen. I want you to reach out to me and let me know. I would love to talk this through with you. All right. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you this week. I hope that this is an area of your life. I am so expectant that God is going to come through for you this year like never before. If you get into His Word, if you put Him first in your life, make Him a habit in your life, really focus on your true identity in Christ, put these eight steps in place. I'm telling you, your life is going to be so much better at the end of this year than you could ever even imagine. All right, now I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, just a couple quick announcements before we go. The first one is I want to bring attention to the new Ask Me Anything button that is on the Uncommon Teen website. If you go to uncommonteen.com, there is a red button at the top of the screen. If you ask a question through that button, those are the questions that are going to be airing on the Uncommon Teen podcast as we go throughout our year. I love to answer these questions on our podcast because they're questions that are really burning in your heart. So if you click that Ask Me Anything button, those questions are meant to be a part of our podcast episodes. If you have a question that's more personal that you don't really want to share with others, I want to encourage you to go to the bottom right-hand side of that screen where that chat button is that I was talking about earlier and ask me your questions through there. Now, my chat box is not AI generated. If you ask me a question through there or you tell me something through there, you're going to get me directly. If somebody responds back to you, it is actually me, Coach Jamie, responding back to you. The next announcement is this. I don't talk about this a whole lot, but I am a life coach for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome these real life challenges that you are walking through in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I have some open spots over the next several months for coaching. If you're walking through challenges and you're not quite sure what to do, and you need more specific encouragement than our podcast is giving you, these coaching programs are great for that. All you need to do to learn more about coaching and if it's right for you is head on over to uncommonteen.com and click on the tab that says coaching. You'll learn more about our one-on-one coaching programs and our SOAR coaching community. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me again through that chat button at the bottom of the screen. All right, ladies, have an amazing week and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know just how much God really does love you. Now, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, so I have a question for you. What does your summer look like? What is one thing that you are going to do this summer that is going to change your life forever? What are you going to do this summer to help you make friends who love Jesus, that will help you grow in your walk with God, all while having a blast? If your answer is, well, not really a whole lot, well, I have something just for you that will help you do all of those things. Are you interested? What if you did something this summer that could change your life forever? Ladies, I want to invite you to join me for Uncommon Teen Alive 2024 because you are going to do just that. You are going to meet your new besties. You're going to have a blast and grow in your walk with God. So grab your parents, head on over to uncommonteen.com and grab your tickets today.